countries that are doing some incredible research. I didn't listen to the chorus of patients who said, not only does marijuana work for me, it's the only thing that works for me. I took the DEA at their word when they said it's a Schedule I substance and has no medical applications. There was no scientific basis for them to say that.
Dara Lytle, as you hear the experts speak, your thoughts?
Well, it rings true because I used to believe the same stuff. I believe what society was telling me, what the doctors told me, and what the federal government was saying. And I thought when people were saying that put my daughter on medical cannabis, I laughed at them. And then when I saw the video of how it was changing people with seizures, and now living in Colorado and seeing multiple patients, not just seizure patients, lives being changed and healed due to this plant, I'm baffled that I believe those things, that the world believes those things, that the federal government has it as a Schedule I drug is ridiculous. That we're so scared of THC that even talking about Charlotte's Web and seizures, that we're nervous to say, you know, that there may be some THC and they might get a feeling of high when they've been on these pharmaceuticals that have addictive properties to it, where adults are losing their lives and becoming homeless on these medications that my 8-year-old was on. And we're worried that if they get a little bit of THC, they might get a little bit high. Well, some of these patients do need THC, and it is benefiting them. And if they're going to get a little bit high off of it, that's not necessarily harmful if it's helping them and healing them from the things that they're dealing with medically.